Welcome to Radio Kitchen. I'm Al Spohler. The holidays are upon us, and a lot of folks are going to be cooking some pretty fancy dinners. Now, if you don't want to do turkey again, may we make a modest suggestion? Hop right over to your favorite butcher and have him cut you up a rib roast of beef. And Chef Jerry Pellegrino, this is a truly festive cut of meat for big occasions.
Or for daily consumption. That's how I look at it. This is, but there's no doubt, this is, in my mind, the most luxurious cut of meat you can get. I know that probably this time of year, the lamb crown roast might be traditional, which is a rib roast. But this, the sort of standing roast, or what a lot of people would just associate as prime rib,
right,
is to me one of the most glorious pieces of meat you can eat.
Well, the meat that we're talking about runs along the ribs.
It starts in the shoulder and goes down to the loin.
Right.
Yeah, it's, depending on how it's butchered, if it's sliced, you know it as a ribeye steak.
Right. Mm-hmm.
The bone in would be called a tomahawk steak or a cowboy steak. Roasted off the bone and sliced would be prime rib.
Prime rib.
But roasted on the bone as a whole roast, the standing rib roast is the best thing.
Now you want to be looking ordering a roast that's got maybe three or four ribs in it. And
depending on
how many people,
your guess.
I think probably two people per rib.
People per rib is generous.
That's pretty good.
Right.
That's pretty good. Now, if we're looking at it from the side, it's sort of teardrop shaped.
Yes.
And on the one side are the ribs. They're plainly visible.
Right.
On the other side is this great, big, huge hunk of meat.
Yes.
When you roast this thing, you're going to put the ribs down in your roasting pan.
Yeah.
And it acts as its own little...
Hence the name standing rib roast.
Right. And it acts as its own little rack.
Yeah.
And so the fats and stuff. This is a pretty fatty piece of meat, too. So you're going to have a lot of drippings.
Right.
But there are several theories about how to go about this. You can just roast the whole thing intact, or you can actually cut all the ribs off if you want to, which I don't see the point.
Yeah, there's no sense.
No. You can cut them before and then tie them back on. Or you have another technique that you want to talk about.
Yeah, I mean, if you've ever had a ribeye steak or prime rib, you notice that there's sort of what we call the cap, or this really sort of deliciously textured meat around the outside, and then the eye, which you would kind of think of as the center, but it has a very sort of almost like filet mignon-esque taste.
Right.
It's not hard with a few knife cuts to just gently pull the cap off.
Mm-hmm.
Put a bunch of stuff in between, whether it's garlic, onions, basil, seasonings, and then tie the cap back on and roast it that way. That's delicious.
Now, there's two ways that you can go about the roasting process.
Right.
One is to start in a relatively low oven, say 325, 350, and let it go for a couple hours until you get an internal temperature of 125. And then blast it after you let it rest.
Right.
Or you blast it first and then do the long
and
slow
turn the
cooking.
Thing down.
Yeah.
I don't find any difference. The idea is to get the internal temperature up to the temperature you want, let it rest for a while, and then just carve this thing up.
Yeah, letting it rest is really important because what you really want is a beautiful pink slice of meat.
Correct.
And then you whip up some sort of Yorkshire pudding.
Of course, with all the drippings.
With this, and some sort of a brown sauce, and you're good to go. So I hope people try this. We're going to put some information on the website. It's a great dish for the holidays. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Jerry Pellegrino.
And you've been listening to Radio Kitchen, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.